Chapter 3. Oh, how I suffered! You cannot imagine. I had killed a brute beast, and now another brute beast was destroying me. Day or night, I could not rest. During the day, the creature never left me alone, and at night I woke up hourly from terrible dreams with that thing on my face. It was a living nightmare, always there in my heart. All my good thoughts had gone. Evil thoughts filled my brain. I began to hate all things and all mankind. My wife, I am sorry to say, suffered the most. One day, we had to go down into the cellar. The cat went between my legs. I almost fell. I became furious. I grabbed an axe and tried to kill the animal, but my wife blocked my arm. This made me even more furious, and I lifted the axe again and buried it in her brain. She fell dead immediately, without a groan. I had murdered her. Now I had to eliminate the body. There were many possibilities. I could cut the body into little pieces and then burn them, or I could bury it. Finally, I decided to put it inside the wall of the cellar. There was a projection in the wall. I pulled out the bricks with a crowbar. I put the body in there, and then I carefully put back the bricks. Nobody could see the difference. It was perfect. Then I went to look for the cat to kill it too, but the beast had escaped. I did not see it that night. I was finally free of its torment, and that night I slept tranquilly, even if I had just killed my wife. The second and the third day passed. The monster did not return. My happiness was supreme. The police came and searched the house, but of course, they found nothing. I would be happy forever. Then, on the fourth day, the police came again. They told me to come with them while they searched the house. They went down into the cellar again and found nothing. I was so happy that I wanted to say something. I wanted to show that I was really not guilty. "Gentlemen," I finally said, "I am glad that you have no more suspicions. Oh, by the by, isn't this a well-constructed house?" Now, I can't really remember what I said. In fact, I think it's an excellently well-constructed house. These walls, are you going, gentlemen, are really solid. Then, in that moment, I hit the walls with my cane. May God protect me. The noise of my cane was answered by a voice from the tomb. At first, the voice was difficult to hear. It was like a child crying. Then it became louder and louder. One long, loud, and continuous scream, completely inhuman, that came directly from hell. For a moment, the police and I did not move. But then they easily opened the wall. There, inside, was the standing corpse, already greatly decayed and covered with blood. On the corpse's head, with its red mouth open and one eye, was the beast that had made me murder my wife. And now that monster had given me to the hangman. I had walled the monster up within the tomb.